From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a look at Oregon's health exchange and the difficulties of trying to get refugee and immigrant communities there to sign up.
But first, it's been a long week in Washington, especially for defenders of the federal healthcare.gov website. There have been calls for Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to resign. Next week, she will testify before Congress. But right now, let's take a look at the week that was. Yesterday, Secretary Sebelius spoke at a health insurance call center in Phoenix and said the system's improving.
People are going through every day. It's better today than it was on October 1st, but it's a long way from perfect, and we are determined to have it be perfect.
Still, the criticism continues. Republican Congressman Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania had this to say at a hearing yesterday.
Given all these questions, Congress should press pause on the tech surge and figure out what went wrong first before throwing good money after bad and forcing the public to use a broken site.
For some analysis of this big week for the healthcare law, we are joined by Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, and Julie Appleby, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Rick, let me go to you first. How would you describe this week, the week that was for the president's healthcare law?
It was semi-disastrous for the rollout. We've seen these problems coming for several weeks now, but it was masked by the fact that we had a political situation we were dealing with the government shutdown. Once media attention turned, though, we were rediscovering the fact that a website just flat out wasn't working. And this is a critical period for the Obama healthcare law. People need to sign up for this law for the whole financing of it to work, and the front door is just not working. And even at this time, we don't know what the problem was before. We don't know who is fixing it. We don't know when it'll be fixed. We don't know how many people have even signed up for healthcare so far. HHS not being forthcoming with a lot of those details, and there is no quick fix, at least not that we're told about right now.
Well, Rick and Julie, CBS News is reporting that, in fact, some people are figuring this out. The people who are enrolling for Medicaid, that a huge percentage of the people who are getting on and enrolling, and it's much easier for Medicaid than for general insurance, are going to Medicaid. 35,000 in Washington, 87% up for Medicaid. In Kentucky, out of 26,000 new enrollments, 82% are for Medicaid. And of course, the thinking about the healthcare law is that healthy people need to enroll in order for it to work. Is there a concern, Julie, that the healthier people are not yet enrolling?
Well, that may be the case. It may not be the case. It's not necessarily true that people signing up for Medicaid are going to be unhealthier. In fact, I was just looking at a couple of studies, and it looks like it's about the same. According to a Robert Wood Johnson study I was looking at, about 81% of the folks that would be newly eligible for Medicaid say that they're in good health, and about 89% of the uninsured in general say that. So it looks like it may be pretty close. These numbers may not be that surprising because the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimated originally that about 9 million people nationwide would sign up for Medicaid the first year, and about 7 million would sign up for private coverage through the exchanges. Now, those are estimates, so we'll have to see what happens. But the fact that Medicaid enrollment is higher right now is perhaps not overly surprising for one other reason as well, is that it's generally fairly inexpensive, if not free, for folks to sign up, so they don't have to pay. Whereas if you're signing up for private insurance, you've got to write them a check. So most people are going to tend to wait a little while.
And you make the great point that Medicaid or low income doesn't necessarily mean that you're not healthy. So great point. Yeah.
Julie, what about industry? Have we heard how they're watching all of this and what they're thinking, the healthcare industry, the insurance industry?
You know, the insurers are being very quiet at the moment about all the problems with the website. They're not really talking publicly. In fact, they may be being encouraged not to discuss the problems. But they obviously are watching this. They're very concerned. I had a story earlier in the week that looked at some of the issues. How long do they really have to fix these problems before it really starts affecting enrollment? People start to get worried. And the consensus of a lot of policy experts is they've got another couple of weeks. If they can't get this thing running by early November, mid-November, that people are really going to start getting worried about whether they're going to get to that goal of the 7 million estimated signing up. And more importantly, who will those people be who do sign up? Because if it's just the people who are really, really persistent because they have to be because the thing is so hard, it's going to be the people who are probably needing insurance, who are unhealthy, and they're not going to be getting the younger and healthier people who may just say, hey, it's not worth it. I don't have the time to put into this. So the insurers are very worried about that. They're very worried about what kind of folks are going to sign up for coverage.
And Rick Klein, what about the polling on this? There was a poll out this week that said 46% of Americans say the Affordable Care Act's online insurance exchanges were either not working too well or not working at all.
That's right. And look, the website's the website, whether people approve of it or not. The problem is, as we've been pointing out, you need people to engage in this process, particularly the younger and healthier people who are going to have to pay out of pocket. That's how the financing of this works. Whatever people are covered by Medicaid, they're going to be covered by the federal taxpayer. We're talking about people, younger, healthier workers that need to be part of this whole game if it's all going to start working out. And if the perception is that I went online and I got bounced off, or I saw it got made fun of on late night TV and I haven't gone back, if those people don't sign up, you have to think that people that are older and sicker, have pre-existing conditions, they're going to find a way to navigate the system, even if it's a very difficult way, because they need the health care. You need these folks who will face penalties, but mild penalties in the first year if they don't sign up, to be part of this. And we just don't have any sense of it right now as to whether those folks are signing up and anywhere near the numbers that they need to for Obamacare to work.
Well, but you know, Rick and Julie and Jeremy, I'm thinking when you mentioned that poll, Jeremy, about 46% of Americans saying the online insurance exchanges weren't working that well. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't. It still may not reflect what they feel about the health care law in particular. Rick, do we know that? Has that changed over the last couple weeks?
What we've seen consistently in polls is that when you ask people about different aspects of the Obama health care law, it tends to poll better. We've seen a little bit of dip in overall popularity, probably tied to the problems with the website. But the public needs to accept this. And I think it's been very telling the way that HHS and the White House have responded to any questions about problems with the website. They point out that there's folks that for a long time have been trying to hurt Obamacare and undermine it. And that's true, but that doesn't mean that there aren't major problems with the website as well. That has to get addressed for this to work. And there's no way that you can win the broader argument around public opinion, make the system work ultimately, unless people buy into it.
Yeah. What about the politics, Rick? Republicans have been calling for the delay in the mandate. Julie explained to us yesterday that there's going to be an extra 6 weeks to buy coverage before there's a penalty. It's sort of a not even a moving of the goalpost, just a little expanding of it. But now we have Democrats. We have Joe Manchin of West Virginia drafting a bill this week to delay the mandate for a year. That's a Democrat calling for a delay. What are you sensing?
Yeah, Democrats were able to maintain pretty unified front through the budget fight of the last few weeks. As soon as that ended, though, you start to see people get concerned. And there's a big correlation between red state Democrats, and particularly Democrats up for re-election in 2014, and those who are now expressing some concern, some interest in delaying the individual mandate, making sure people don't pay penalties if they can't access a product that they can't even access. So I think that's a concern for Democrats. A lot of them also, in private conversations at least, they feel misled by the White House, by the administration. They got briefings on the front end about this great web portal that was going to be as easy to use as Amazon.com or as Orbitz.com, and that's just not been the case at all. Yeah.
Julie Appleby, let me finally go back to you and ask you how long the administration has to get this website working properly. If we have a conversation a week from now, does it need to be completely up and running properly?
You know, it needs to be working by the middle of November, I think, because that's when people are really going to start shopping. Some of the folks I've spoken to say maybe they've got a little bit more time, maybe they have into December. But remember, people need to sign up by December 15th in order for coverage to start January 1st.
Julie Appleby, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. And we were also joined by Rick Klein, political director for ABC News. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.